with the seagulls, the fire dogs that lay under this so it wouldn't lay right down in ashes and hold up our good health grace.
Did you ever have one of the old muzzle loading rifles?
Well, no, I don't think Dad ever had one of them. Had an old, an old rifle there. You couldn't, I couldn't, and he couldn't either. Hardly hit the side of the barn with it. It wasn't true at all, but anyway, that was, he kept that, it was all grown, leaving home. He did buy or give the boy, the youngest brother, money to buy a rifle, 22 rifle, Stephen, single shot. And of course we used that. But this old rifle, it was about, I guess, 30 inch barrel. So rifle couldn't hit the barn with. And heavy, I couldn't hardly hold it out much. To shoot and kill anything with it, you know. We'd use that killing hog. You'd get right on the hog, you know, that's when the hog would have to stand. Then half the time, shoot three or four times last time for them to knock him down.
Did you ever see any of the muzzle-loading type?
Yes, I saw them.
Do you know what they call the kind?
They call them old musket.
Yeah.
But my dad, and I don't think, even my granddad had one of them. But I have saw them with my wife's granddad. Had an old muzzle-loading rifle, and I think he had a muzzle-loading shotgun. But I never tried to use one. I saw them. Yeah.
Do you know what they called what that thing was that they put the cap on? The place for the cap?
Primer.
I was thinking it was a round thing.
A little round
where the cap
instrument stuck up. They put this primer on, set this primer on. At first they put the powder in the gun barrel, you know, and took a half ramrod, put some paper in there, then they put the amount of powder on in there, then they take a rod and put this paper in there, and then a wad, what they call a wad, paper wad. And then shove it down again that primer. Again that powder. And then they'd put the shot in there, or lead, whichever, if it's in the rifle, of course, it'd be a bullet there.
What would they call the part where they put the cap?
They call that the primer.
I see.
And this, it stuck up about that far above the back end of the barrel of the gun, and this primer was hollow. Then it had a little brass cap. They put on this, just set it on there, and of course it was supposed to fit, just so it wouldn't lose off there, you know.